This is Unpublished Opinion for February 1st, 2006. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, second in a series of tips for healthy living, my reaction to the Oscar nominations, and the announcement of the upcoming Oscar contest. So first up, I'd like to mention that I'm feeling a little under the weather, so if my voice sounds a little funnier than usual, I think I'm coming down with a cold. Had a bit of a sore throat since last night, so hopefully it'll be something that passes quickly, and I won't get any worse than I am already, which isn't that bad. So let's get going. The first thing up is, in the last podcast, I started doing a series of 5 healthy tips from Simba's mom. And in the last podcast, I talked about 5 tips for starting a healthier lifestyle. And along that line, I'd like to let you know about 5 healthy snacks that I enjoy. I should point out that I haven't made drastic changes to my diet. I haven't eliminated things like sugar, processed foods, things like that, that some people might be wanting to do. So obviously, if you're being more drastic in the changes to your diet, these aren't going to be that helpful. But if you're just looking for things that are lower calorie, you know, versions of things that you may already like to eat, you know, just to cut calories, these will be some good ideas for you. Okay, so first up is 100 calorie packs of both cookies and crackers. Both Nabisco and Keebler have lines of these out. I'd been eating the Nabisco ones for quite a while, and I've kind of grown tired of them, so I decided to try some of the Keebler ones, and I just got some fudge stripes yesterday, which were really good. And so for those of you unfamiliar, basically it's just a box that has about 6 little packets of either cookies or crackers or whatever, and each little packet is 100 calories. So it's perfect for portion control. If you have trouble, you know, stopping yourself after 1 or 2 cookies, like I do, these are great. It limits you to the 100 calories in the pack, and that's it, and you're done with your snack. Because oftentimes, you know, that's all you really need is a little something. Even though you keep eating more cookies, it's not because you're hungry. So this prevents sort of that overeating. And like I said, the fudge stripes are very good. I also might recommend the Wheat Thins in the Nabisco line, and there's also a wide variety of different ones, so check them out. They're usually in the regular cookie aisle. Next up, I'd like to recommend Quaker has a brand of mini rice cakes. They're called Quakes, and now they're not like typical rice cakes. If you've ever had sort of the styrofoamy tasting rice cake, these are small, very flavorful, crunchy, very yummy. My favorite being the caramel corn flavor. I can't remember how many are in a serving. I think it's like 10 or 12, something like that, these little cakes. And it's only like 60 or 80 calories, so it's a really good snack. They're very filling, so check those out. I also like to get the little fruit snacks that come in little packets, which you may have had like I did, you know, in your lunch when you used to go to school. It's just like a little packet of, actually has some fruit in it, if you get the right kind. And you can get them in just regular, you know, fruit shapes. You don't have to get like the Scooby-Doo or the SpongeBob ones. But they're really good. They also sort of just hit the spot, if you just need a little snack, you know, mid-afternoon or something. 2 other ones that I like. I like to get yogurt, which is actually, you know, healthy in itself. I usually get the light yogurt, which has, you know, a little less calories, a little less fat than the regular yogurt. My favorite flavor being the Yoplait Light, very vanilla, which is very, very yummy. And if you haven't had yogurt, you know, in the past, and you don't know if you're gonna like it, I didn't like it for a really long time, but once you find flavors that you like, it gets to be a very good snack to have, very filling. Even my dad's been known to, you know, pick up a yogurt or two out of my mom mom's stash in the fridge, even though he doesn't, do too much of the health food. As long as you find the right flavors, it'll be a yummy snack for you. And then finally is a snack idea that takes a little bit more work than the other ones, and that's smoothies. Now, I recently got a smoothie maker for Christmas, and it's the best thing ever. You can get them pretty inexpensively, only about $20 or so, and it's really worth it if you like smoothies. Basically, I just don't even follow a recipe. I just take, frozen fruit, ice, yogurt, juice, whatever I have around, and just throw it in there and blend it up, and it comes out really good every time. And it's yummy and healthy and very filling. Especially good for like a breakfast on a weekend when you have more time to spend preparing your breakfast. So that's it. That's Simba's mom's five healthy snack tips. So next up, the Oscars. The nominations came out yesterday, and it's lucky for all of you that I didn't record this podcast yesterday because I was in a pretty foul mood when Walk the Line didn't get a Best Picture nomination. It was my favorite movie of the year, but obviously the Oscar voters don't care what Simba's mom thinks. So they picked for the movie Best Movie of the Year. They picked Crash, Munich, Good Night, Good Luck, Capote, and Brokeback Mountain. And I'm very proud to report that this is the second year in a row that Prince E and I had seen all of the Best Picture nominations before the nominations came out. So that limits all the hard work I have to do between now and Oscar Day. Basically, I just need to see a few movies in order to make sure I've seen a good sample of all the best acting and actress categories. So I have to still see Transamerica, Hustle and Flow, Cinderella Man, and maybe June Bug, although they only had a couple copies of that at my local video store, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to see that. So I have those movies to see, as well as I'm going to try and rent a few of the nominated documentaries. My favorite documentary of the year, March of the Penguins, was nominated, but I just want to see a couple other ones in case, in the event that the cute little penguins should lose. I want to make sure that they lose to something that was good. But of course, I'm hoping for the penguins. So I haven't quite decided yet what my picks are for the best, movie and actor and actress categories of the year. I'm going to have to do some reflection about all of the great things I've seen, once I have finished all of the viewing that I need to. And so, along that line, I would like to announce the first annual unpublished opinion Oscar contest. It's going to be starting up next Monday, and I'll have all of the rules and the entry form up on the website at simbasmom.com starting on Monday. I'll also give details here on the podcast on Monday. I'm probably going to limit it to the Best Picture and acting categories, and then maybe director and screenplay. I mean, I'm not going to have the contest be people picking light and sound and all that stuff. And I'll probably have to come up with some kind of a tiebreaker because there's a very good chance that people may have the right, the same amount of correct picks, given that everyone seems to think it's all decided in most of the categories. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe there'll be some surprises. I'd like to point out ahead of time that family and friends of Simba's mom are eligible to participate in the contest. The reason for that being that they make up about 75% of the listening audience, and to exclude them would make the contest very, very small. So, feel free, even if you're related to me, to participate in the contest. So check out the website on Monday for all of the details on this exciting contest. And that'll do it for today's show. Sorry it was a little short, but like I said, I'm not feeling so great, so we're just going to leave it at that. Be sure to email me with any questions or comments at simbachicago@yahoo.com. And be sure to check out the website at simbasmom.com. Thanks for listening.